A Vermont politician and former executive at Google says Vernon could be home to a data center. Matt Dunn says the Vermont Yankee property could be the perfect fit for the center. The facility would hold thousands of computer servers and could bring up to 60 high-tech jobs to the region, as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports.
Ever since Entergy announced that it would be closing Vermont Yankee, the Vernon Planning Commission has been trying to come up with an economic development plan for the 125-acre site. They've looked at a natural gas plant, a solar farm, a microgrid, or some kind of industrial development, but they hadn't really considered a data center.
In trying to figure out what was the next steps with Vermont Yankee was that there are very similar assets associated with the site as to what people are looking for in terms of data center facilities.
That's former Vermont Senator Matt Dunn, who used to work with communities that were getting ready to host a Google data center. Data centers are enormous, warehouse-like structures that hold computer servers that run 24/7. And the former Google executive thinks the Vermont Yankee site would be a perfect location for one. He said the Vernon property is near a railroad corridor, which makes it easier to get permits for fiber optic lines. The property is also near a river for cooling the computers and, most importantly, a massive electrical system to run the power-hungry data servers. There isn't a data center of the size Dunn was suggesting in New England, and he says businesses or financial institutions in Boston or New York might be interested.
But I think the attractiveness is the proximity to the major metro areas. It's difficult to find land and the kind of infrastructure that you happen to have here.
It's a unique site.
It is a unique site.
The largest Google data centers take up about 300 acres, which is much more than what's available in Vernon. But Dunn said a smaller company might want to look at land around the shuttered nuclear power plant. Dunn said Google has built data centers all over the world on the sites of closed-down industrial facilities, and there was a palpable excitement at the meeting over the prospect of bringing in the well-paid high-tech jobs to the area. But Planning Commissioner Martin Langeveld reminded the room of this.
So the problem here is that there's a nuclear plant sitting over there.
Entergy announced last month that it wanted to sell the Vernon nuclear reactor to the demolition company Northstar. Northstar says it can decommission the plant and restore the site before 2030, which is 45 years sooner than Entergy said it would clean up the property. Which is good, but the deal has to get state and federal approval, so there's that hurdle to get over. And Dunn said any server company will want tax breaks from the state and a special deal from Green Mountain Power for all of the electricity it needs. Vernon Planning Commissioner Patty O'Donnell says she's ready to get the ball rolling.
I mean, this to me is the most exciting thing for Vernon right now out of everything we've discussed.
Dunn said the server that would fit on the Vernon site would probably bring in about 50 or 60 high-tech jobs, plus security positions. He said the Vernon official should get ready to talk with the new Commerce Secretary, once Governor-elect Scott names one, and reach out to GMP and legislators. If Northstar gets regulatory approval to purchase Vermont Yankee, Dunn says a data server could be built in as little as 6 months on the land that doesn't require radiological cleanup. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Vernon.